Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
So take me as you find me, all my tears and failures. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Shine your light and let the whole world see. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
I surrender all to Him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Savior, make me holy now. Let me feel Your Holy Spirit. Truly know that You are mine. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. Jesus, I surrender. joy of your salvation. Glory, glory to his name.
All to Jesus I surrender. Time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you as you are before. your God. Oh, come. Now is the time to worship. Time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Oh, come, just as you are. Come, just as you are.
Good to see you.
Hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting and chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on the storm, you wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hand. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. Where you are, I hold your heart, I hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest in the arms of a God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be from the dead, and he is Lord. One, two. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Why do you damn your friend? Why do you look down on? We shall stand before God at the judgment seat, for Scripture has declared He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As I live, says the Lord, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Now you remember this song? Now there's a couple of variations on it now. So let's see if you're grooving. This is the version a group called Ocean did. All right. There it goes. Good. Just have it. Let's try this out.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who called the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look in the holy book, I want to tremble.
Is that the version you remember? Good.
When I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the God I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who called the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray for each age of 7.
Gotta work on my timing.
And when I'm down on my knees, when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life for 8 kids and why me do what you must do. And he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who filled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who called the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Said, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. But putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Well, here we are again, Thursday night. Thursday night. Praise the Lord is right, isn't it? Oh, wow. You know, sometimes it's a matter of grabbing the Bible and opening it up. And other times, God makes it pretty clear what we need to talk about. And I was in conversation with a person today. And it was pretty clear what we needed to talk about, so we got it. You know, I do a lot of doing ministry on Facebook. I pray for a lot of people on Facebook, and of course, face to face too. But Facebook is good. So I had a friend on Facebook that said they were going to be having to have surgery. They didn't say for what. So I sent them a private message. So, hey, what's going on? They proceeded to tell me. And so I asked them if I could pray for them, if we wanted. Because I do what I call live chat healing, where I ask them to speak out loud what I type for them, what I pray for them. Because, that's an affirmation when you physically speak it, because from Romans 10:17 tells us, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing our own voice is very powerful, right? Well, at that point, this person proceeds to essentially tell me that, I guess is about the best way to say it. And that's, I don't have any issues with that. That's not a problem. The problem I has is this person decided to keep going on as to why. And it's like, okay. So she says, she was telling me, because I was offering to pray for her, essentially, that I was a false teacher. And keep in mind, I understand when this stuff's happening, these are demons speaking through people, okay? So I don't take any offense to it. But it was the situation, right? And so I asked her, I said, well, you're a love child of God. God wants you to be well. What's going on? She said, well, if you willfully sin, see, this is the scripture she was basing this on, okay? If you willfully sin, then there's no hope for you, essentially, is how she interpreted the scripture, which is a radical wrong interpretation of this. But let me share this with you. This was Hebrews 10:26, okay? And let me find it officially in here. And Hebrews 10:26 says this. Now, again, it's important to understand it in context, but I want to just give you just this one scripture that she was using out of context, okay? If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of truth meaning we've come to accept Christ, we're seeking God, we're Christian essentially at that point. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we receive the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Okay? So, now, so I didn't specifically ask for this, but they offered this. So they actually felt that smoking, for example, which we all know is an addiction, all right? They considered that to be a willful sin against God. Therefore, I don't qualify. Now, this person had also said they'd actually prayed for people and seen God do healing. All right, so they disqualified themselves is what they did with this. But let me be real clear on what this scripture is really all about. So again, Hebrews 10:26. This is actually speaking to believers. All right, this isn't speaking to the general public. This is speaking to Christians. And essentially, it's saying, hey, if you deliberately reject Christ, now that you know all about Christ, you know this is the way, the truth, the life. If you deliberately reject Christ, yes, there will be judgment, there'll be fire, there'll be damnation, okay? That's what that scripture says. But sadly, be it by a bad teaching or whatever, this person just had this all twisted around. And so as I'm trying to walk them through that, they end up blocking me, Huh? I wasn't being accusatory or anything with it. You guys know how I operate. It's like, okay, whatever. Now let's tie more scripture back in with this now. You remember I told you I've been doing I use the Bible.com app. And the one I'm doing right now is the New Testament chronological, which remember last week we went through some scripture where it was showing in the Gospels this account, the same accounts through, and we were making some comparisons with it. Well, as it turns out, that kind of tied in with what this was after all. Today's that I was listening to, which is fascinating. So getting back to this Hebrews 10:26. So she felt like she had committed because she, like I said, she used the example of smoking, which to me is like, that's not a really good one. I mean, if you do something like, I'm stealing all the time, or I'm killing all the time, or, whatever. Give me something that's like smoking, Anyway, smoking is more just a weakness. It's not, anyway. So, but this is talking about a blatant rejection of God. Now, there's some other scriptures here that actually get very specific with that. There's only one thing. It's called it's sometimes commonly known as the unforgivable sin, right? The one thing that God will not forgive. You know what that is? the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You're absolutely right. So here it is in Matthew, a couple of them I'll give to you. One here is in Matthew 12, verse 31, I believe it is. Let me find it. Matthew 12, 31. Yeah, yeah. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. All right? Now, let's be clear on what blasphemy against the Spirit is. That's not, you know, saying, you know, God damn it, you know, and that's not blasphemy against the Spirit. All right? This is a full rejection. It's a full rejection of Christ. Right? Totally rejecting. And specifically, getting back to the Hebrews 10, it's where you've come to knowledge, meaning you've learned about Christ, you've accepted Christ, and now you've made a conscious decision. Nope. I'm not following Christ anymore. I totally reject him. All right. Now we have our moments where we go through dips and valleys, but what this is talking about is a total rejection. All right. Nobody here. You know, we don't have any issue with that. Now it's also mentioned, and essentially it's said the same way in Mark chapter 3, verse 29. So in Mark 3:29, let me read the way that one reads. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. All right? Eternal sin, of course, meaning rejected Christ. Essentially, it's eternal damnation is what it is. All right? So, you know, those all kind of tie back to that Hebrews 10:26, that this person was holding on to and claiming and essentially taking that one scripture and declaring me a false teacher. You know, and so I said, hey, you know, we had a person to, set free from rheumatoid arthritis, walked out of here totally pain-free, you know. And you know, I'm trying to get the engagement with this. You don't engage with demons, guys. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. That this person has got a demon that's just messing with them, and it's sad. It really breaks my heart. Really, really breaks my heart to see that. You got a question? Your thought? You're thinking? Yeah, you're thinking. But yeah, isn't it sad? It's just sad. It's sad beyond sad, because that's not what it's all about. But very sad. But here, let's go back though to Hebrews. Let me go back to Hebrews 10 again, so you can catch a little more what was really happening around this statement. All right, and actually, I'll kind of go back to where they have a break here in this version of the Bible. So I'm in Hebrews 10, verse 19. It's a call to persevere. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. That was a lot of words. But let me double back, which is pretty significant. Because in verse 20 it says, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain. All right? What they're referring to there is in the Jewish culture, in the temples, they had the Holy of Holies, okay? And that had a curtain that covered that. And only the high priest could enter that certain times of the year. As a matter of fact, the high priest, even when the high priest went in, they tied a rope to him so that if for some reason God would strike him dead, they could drag him out. Okay. That's right. So if for some reason God found him not to be, you know, purified, cleansed, you know, worthy just to be there, you know, that's what all that was about. Yeah. And but the curtain, when Jesus died, now all the Gospels don't record it this way. But when Jesus died, the curtain was actually rent in two. It was split, so the curtain opened up. So the Holy of Holies was now... Exactly right. No more separation between man and God. The Holy of Holies was opened. That's exactly right. So that's what that verse was referring to. Then moving on, Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. All right? And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. So we're called, you know, to encourage each other to bless and to do good things. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day, capital D, day approaching, meaning when Christ returns, okay? And then it gets to that verse we were before, Hebrews 10:26. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we receive the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice for sin is left. Now, that's referring to the Old Testament when you'd make a sacrifice for sins. Okay? Remember, this, they're speaking to newly converted Jewish people primarily, because they knew that they had to do a blood sacrifice for forgiveness of sins. So now this is saying, hey, you know, no sacrifice for sin is left because you've done that, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So again, that's what we mentioned before. Rejecting God, you will endure. You will suffer the consequences. Verse 28, anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot and who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? So this, you know, again, this is tying back to that verse. It's saying, hey, you know, you're blaspheming the Spirit. Verse 30, for we know him who said, it is mine to avenge, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a dreadful thing to fall. You know, and how do you fall into that judgment? You know, essentially by learning about Christ and rejecting Christ. Now, you may recall that a number of places in the Bible, you'll see it more in Revelation and in Acts, it talks about how the good news needs to be spread to all the world before Jesus returns, okay? So a valid question would be, even disregarding that, a valid question would be, what happened to all the people then before Jesus came, right? What happened to all those people? Is that a valid question, Melody? You've got the look. Okay, good. Oh, good. Let's go there. So now, they didn't have Jesus. They were told about a Messiah coming, right? They were told about all this stuff, but they didn't have it. Now, the Jewish people, of course, had God. God gave all the commandments, you know, do your sacrifices, do all that stuff for forgiveness, okay? But it makes it real simple, and I should have grabbed the scripture, but trust me, it's in here. Do a Google. God said he was, it was talking about Abraham. Abraham was counted as righteous, okay? All right? So when we're counted as righteous, remember God, when we are created, when we're born, we all have essentially a conscience, all right? We have a spirit. And we know, we instinctively know what's good or wrong. We know it's not a good thing, you know, to do evil against others. We instinctively know that. That's because we're created in the image of God, right? So prior to Christ, all the people then that essentially, even the people that didn't know about the Jewish people, didn't know about the sacrifices and that, if they lived a righteous life, okay, then they still have to go stand in front of the judgment of God. But remember, they didn't even know about God. They didn't know about Jesus, okay? Oh, yeah. It's a revelation moment for you, Melody. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Ah, okay. There you go. Okay. But anyway, so yeah, because remember that now, since we've had Jesus, there's still a lot of people that still don't even know. There's not many left, but there's a few countries left that still have not heard the good news, right? Do that, sir. Yeah, Genesis 22 for that. Yeah, for Abraham. Yeah, and later in the New Testament, that they're actually making reference to that. Yeah, and they're actually saying that Abraham was counted as righteous, right? And because that's what it comes down to—it's being righteous in the eyes of God, right? Doing the best you can. But God knows we're sinners and that. But kind of going full circle though, back to this person that was locking onto this Hebrews 10:26, you know, I'm deliberately sinning, you know, there's no hope for me. they're totally negating all the rest of the scripture that says, hey, you know, I do forgive you. Come in repentance and I forgive, because we're human. We stumble, we sin, we seek forgiveness, we sin, we seek forgiveness. I just, you know, we wish we wouldn't be on this roller coaster ride, right? But it does get better. Especially for those of us who are older, we can probably say, yeah, it does get better. We can remember when it was like this all the time, and now it's just occasionally. because we're seeking God. Because we're seeking God. So isn't that good stuff? Good stuff. So yeah, so you are worthy. Every one of you is worthy, because none of you have rejected Christ, you know, and gone to become Satan worshipers and anything else, you know. And actually, I was reading an article in the other day. It was talking about how the Satanism and all, it's on the rise now, right? Of course, that makes for good news. But, you know, and of course, you know, it was where you would expect, you know, California, at least where this particular one was. But it's, but remember, we're told that in end times, these things will happen. That's why we got to be strong in the armor of God. You know, Ephesians 6 talks about all that. You know, 10 through 20 or so talks about putting on the armor of God. That's right. Did you? Amen, man. God. Nice. That's how God works, man. That's how he puts us. That's probably why I had this encounter with this person today. You know, it really breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart to see people that won't. Because those the only word I can use for those situations and that is they're unteachable. You know, but like I said, she'd commented, she had prayed for someone and seen blind eyes opened. Okay, I mean, that's pretty significant, right? But yet, she doesn't see herself as worthy. You know, and doesn't even bring forgiveness into the factor, but it's sad. No, I did. I was proactive. I saw what she had posted something, then I messaged her and asked her if she wanted prayer. Okay, so I was the one that initiated it. Yeah, no, I was the one that initiated it. Well, the post actually was, she said she was going to be having surgery like at the end of the month or something. So that's why I sent the message, you know, hey, you know, do you want a surgery or do you want prayer? Yeah, it's sad. But anyway, we just pray, we just lift her up, you know, that God touches her. So there's my prayer request. I'll put mine first. Yeah, you know, that's what we'll call her. We'll call her the surgery lady. That's, yeah. It really does break my heart. How goes life? How's work? The for those of you who don't know, you may have told you about the Walk to Emmaus, which is a neat. It's a neat program. It's done worldwide. It's non-denominational. However, in the United States, it's run more by the Methodist Church, just because they promote it more. But it is non-denominational. And it is it's not a 3 days of, they call it a walk, but it's not a physical walk, it's a spiritual walk. And for the adults, you arrive on a Thursday night, you leave behind your worldly reminders, so no phones, no watches, and that matter of fact, where they have you, they cover up all the clocks and everything, you have no clue what time it is other than, I think it's daylight out, you know. It's pretty neat, because the focus is on Christ, it's really cool. But they do a youth version of that, and they call that Chrysalis. And that's what Melody's going to be on. Melody did her Chrysalis flight last year. So after you've been on the flight, as what they call a caterpillar, on the flight, you can actually be part of the team then. And being part of the team is about as much fun as being as part of a caterpillar too, you know. All right, folks. We're looking good. Let's make a circle, huh? Let's get out here and pray. Every time... of course, you know what I'm thinking here. Put your hand in the hand of the man. you get this one here with me. You can leave it down. You can leave it down. I can. Right. You need to be comfortable.
The Lord has touched my heart, man. Maybe you should be visiting
hospitals and stuff. Oh, cool. We'll talk about that, man. That's awesome. That's good. Oh, yeah, Melody always has cold hands. If that's, yeah, ice cubes.
I'm getting real mixed signals here.
Yeah.
That's fine. You'll feel mine tight then too, if it gets too tight.
Be a competition. See who goes down to their knees first. Oh, here we are again. Well, Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you that your grace is amazing. Lord, we thank you for lives touched and barriers broken. And just coming against darkness and just knowing your word, Lord, because that's what we talked about here tonight. You know, for that Hebrews 10:26 scripture that a lady was holding on to is misunderstood, and that sadly there's a lot of that happens in this world. But so Lord, I thank you that eyes are open, that you lay on people's hearts to get into the Bible and learn, and let the Holy Spirit teach them and show them your truth, for it's glorious. It is glorious and it is real. Oh man, thank you. Well, I guess I lifted her up. I call her my surgery lady. But we chuckle on the title, but it's like I said, it's sad. It breaks my heart. So Lord, touch her. Lord, touch her. Yeah, yeah. Listen. Oh. Yeah. Look at.
Oh, okay.
Angels, baby.
My Lord, are you walking?
Angels. Yes. Angels hopping over me, my Lord. Oh yeah. Well, Lord, thank you for blessings you got rolling for Sandy. Change is good. Change is good. So thank you, Lord, that just there's a good work environment there, that your will be done. That your will be done. And especially, Lord, your will be done for healing, you know, for Leroy. That he is made fully whole, Lord. At these things that have been coming against him, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that this darkness flees. You know, because the word tells us when we're gathered together, you're here, Lord, you're listening. And you know, James 5:16, you know, tells us the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Who's righteous? The people that believe in Christ. That's everybody in the circle. We believe in Christ. Therefore, we are righteous in the eyes of God. And God hears our prayers. So we thank you, Lord, as he is made whole, fully whole, in the name of Jesus. Speaking of fully whole, you know, for Brother Tom, you know, for that young lady that's so young to be enduring so much, we thank you, Lord, for just your supernatural touch upon her. As she is set fully free, full restoration. So thing, and touch that family too, Lord, to get that peace, to be able to bring them back together in a way that is positive, is encouraging, that keeps darkness out. Because only you can do these things, Lord. But yet, we know, Lord, that you honor free will above all. And a person just still has to make that choice. But I thank you, Lord, that you work your magic. You work your deals. You make the situations that open the eyes of their heart to accept you, to love you, to do what is pleasing in your sight. And for Wanda's travel mercies for Wanda, and good TV dinner stuff for Brother Tom. Because it's all good. I'll get McDonald's too. All right. All right, and speaking of travel mercies for Sarah and who else did you say?
Abby?
Sarah and Abby? Okay, travel mercies for them, Lord. Amen, that'd be neat. Get all together and bless God. They're driving a long ways, but hey, it's all well worth it. All well worth it, and so good. And thank you, Lord, that Debbie is blessed. And Linda has who has vacation days? Was it Linda or the other one? Somebody has vacation days. You have vacation days. Bless God. Isn't it good to have vacation days? Amen. Amen. You got congestion stuff going on. We're going to pray for you after this. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We get that stuff. Bless God for Brother Romero here. You're out there letting your light so shine, my brother. It's a good thing, my friend.
Thank you.
That's an awesome thing. Oh, you are?
Yes.
Bless God. That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man.
No desire for
it. He took that away from you. That's awesome.
Yeah, because the Lord didn't tell me what to use. He didn't want to use me.
Yeah.
And so I had to give all them things up.
Amen. 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 Good. Good. And you know that's not an unforgivable sin, too.
Right.
All right. That's good. Bless God for his mercy. And then taking that craving away. Good. And for Rebecca, God, you know, your blessing's flowing, right? Getting income. You got an official job here. Official sit-down, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's Tuesday. That's beautiful. That's good. Good. God's blessings for you there. It'll be good. Good. God, let your light so shine. let it so shine. And Lord, I thank you that I think Scott knows how to deal with gravity. And I thank you that he wins. Look at them arms. But Lord, I'm not forgetting about those feet and other junk that's still been messing with him. So Daddy, we lift him up. Lift him up just to give him those perfect normal feet stuff back, Lord. Bring it all back. This God is good. He can good. God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God, no matter how many years it's been. Nothing is impossible for God. Thank you, Lord, for this chrysalis flight for this weekend, that the weather is agreeable for everyone's safety to get there at the time they need to be there. And Lord, if for some reason it's delayed, we know you'll make up for it, but it shall happen. And thank you for Melody's willingness to serve on that. And I thank you, Lord, that you just teach her good lessons there. Good lessons that she needs in life for peace, for love, for joy, for freedom in the name of Jesus. Oh, man, it's all good. And thank you for Brother Bruce and Donna, well, the whole family for that matter, but you guys especially, though, stepping up here for this neat visions of outreach. We just speak special blessings for that. Special blessings, because he's... Did I read this, what the pastor wrote this morning? He said, when asked what brought you to this church, somebody invited me, right? Yeah, so it's that simple. Somebody invite me. You got to bring here, reach out and be invited. Most people won't just stop by. But bless God, we're just pushing all that stuff. Brandon's always good because he's got the college thing. But we're lifting up the women of the family, all right, for Helen and for Olivia. Lord, just take away that congestion. Just let them sleep well at night. Let the men sleep well at night. But let the men sleep well at night. So it's all happening. Who did I miss? Did I miss anything here? I think I got it. Did I miss anything? Oh, so one thing I did want to speak special. For your lovely bride, for Shelly, Lord, and I thank you that your blessings on that marriage. You guys are Bible studying. That's awesome. Just more blessings, more peace. You too. To get into the Word. All right. Anything else, guys? We're looking good. Let's finish with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And ever. Amen. 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 Amen.